A lot of the paper mills depended on the wood that came down the river. People would cut wood all winter long, and then in the spring, they would push it onto the ice. And when the ice broke up, then it would start coming down the river to Carthage. The different companies that cut the wood would mark it, would mark the end so that people would know which logs to pull into their business. You see people skidding logs, rolling them. There were people that's what their job was. They almost like herding cattle. They would herd the logs into the area that it belonged in. Now the paper mills would bring it ashore, dry it for a while, and then the first thing was to chip it up because you had to have it chipped in order to make the pulp. It was brought in, it was mixed with certain chemicals, primarily sulfur. There was a lot of sulfur used, and I can remember the sulfur smell around town at certain times myself, and made a slurry of it. And it would go through different processes to get it finer and finer until it was almost like it was thicker than cream. But then it would be put on the rolls, and it would be rolled. And then it would go on to the dryers, which were heavy felt conveyor belts, which would help dry this out. Miles and miles and miles of conveyor belts, but they snaked around, up and down and around. And after it was done drying, then it would be cut. It would be rolled and then cut. So it was quite a process.